Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hey, what's happening, world? What's happening, Las Vegas? What's happening, everyone? This is DJ Papa D coming at you live here on Gregory Stories. G Money will be on in a sec. He asked me to play some music for you, so we're going to do that. And just to remind everyone, today is Friday. I believe it's January 11th, but it's Friday, so it's the day that G Money dedicates to discussing homelessness in Las Vegas. So if you have any thoughts or ideas or solutions or suggestions or anything, feel free to call in to 323-870-4366 and share your thoughts and ideas and opinions with us. All right, so here's a song by Najee. It's called If It's Magic.
Thank you.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to let you know that the government of the United States of America is still shut down. That's right. All of the employees that were supposed to get paid today did not get paid. That's 800,000 employees that did not get paid. So we're going to have a whole lot of homeless people in the United States as of today because they can't pay their rent. They can't buy food for their families, and they're going to be in a bad situation. So today, our show is dedicated to the homeless. And now I'm talking to everybody in the United States that has a job that didn't get paid. That's right. Now you're all considered homeless, and you have to do something really interesting to get your lives together. You're just like a homeless person on the street. You got to figure out a plan on what you're going to do with your life. How are you going to get that food to feed your family? How are you going to get the money to put gas in your car? How are you going to be able to get up and go to work even though your job isn't going to pay you? Those are things that you got to work on right now, today. As of Tuesday, the United States government has been shut down for 3 weeks. And now, this is Friday, the first Friday of the month where everybody's not getting paid. So this is 3 weeks and 3 days that the government is not paying the people that are working. And a lot of people are working for free. Hopefully they'll get a check later on in the month. But as of right now, it looks like they're working for free. So, just like homeless people, they have to figure out a plan on what they can do to make their life better. They got to come up with a situation that's going to help their family live a lot better. They're going to have to come up with a plan to be unified in their house. They're going to have to come up with a plan to live a better life. Just like the homeless people in Las Vegas and all around the world, you got to come up with a plan, people. This is the time to get together and come up with a major plan to get your life together. So think about it. As we go ahead and take our first commercial break right now, DJ Papa D, I think it's time for a commercial break. Play a song. And we'll get back to the show in a minute.
Thank you. I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
for listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yep, this is G Bunny, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm just letting you know that the government is shut down, and they're not paying anybody. Today, 800,000 federal employees did not get paid today. So what I'm asking is, if you're an employee and you're listening to this radio show, why don't you give me a call and tell me what you're going to do about not getting paid today? How are you going to make up the difference with not having any money to pay your bills and without having any money to buy food for your family? Tell me what you're going to do. Call me at 323-870-4366. Give me a call and let's talk about it on the air so everybody can hear your suggestions on what you're going to do. It may be good for them too. And anyway, until we hear from some people calling in, I want to say that the government is shut down, and that's not good for anybody. But today, we are concentrating on the homeless in Las Vegas and all over the world. They got homeless people everywhere. And in California, they had Northern California, they had a whole city that burned down. And that was like 30,000 people that suddenly became homeless. So I wonder what they're doing these days. Since their high school is burned down and they're not doing anything with their high school now, and I think the hospital is one of the only buildings that survived the fire, so I wonder what they're doing now. Maybe we can get some of those people to call in and tell us how they're handling their homeless situation. And while we're thinking about it, maybe we can get some other people to call in and give some suggestions to what the homeless people can do, because we're always looking for answers to the homeless situation. So just call me at 323-870-4366. That's right. Give me a call and let's talk about it on the line so that everybody can hear what your solution is, what your problems are, and what's going on in your world. Because I know if you didn't get your paycheck, that means you can't buy no food for your family. You can't even pay your house note or pay your car note. Oh, my goodness. That would be a bad situation for you all the way around. And I know that's a bad situation because that's how people get to be homeless, because they can't pay their bills. And suddenly, they're homeless. So, let's talk about it, huh? If you got a suggestion or a comment that you want to make, call into my radio show right now, and let's talk about it on the air. Let everybody know what your situation is and how you're going to go about handling your situation, handling the problem that you have now. So let's talk about that on the air. so that everybody can hear what the situation is and we can figure out what we can do to help you. Because some people may have some answers to your problem. I know we're trying to get people to answer the situation on why people are homeless in Las Vegas. So we're always looking for a solution to the problem. Okay, I think it's time for another commercial break. So while we're playing a song and playing our public service announcements and our commercial drop, call in and let us hear what you got to say. The organization MEANS, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies, they need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for me and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm putting the word out for anybody that didn't get paid today to call into my radio show and tell me what you're going to do without getting paid today. Tell us what your plan is. How are you going to take care of your family? And how are you going to feed the people in your house if you didn't get your paycheck today? So call into the radio station today and let's talk about it. And maybe we can give the homeless people some help on what they can do so that they can come up with some money and they can come up with some food and they can improve their life a little bit. So I'm putting a holler out to everybody. I'm calling you out. Tell me what you're going to do. And while we're thinking about it, let me tell you one thing. In Vegas, it's about 60 degrees today. It's a beautiful afternoon, and it's gorgeous in Las Vegas. But tonight, it's going to get cold, and if you don't have blankets and sleeping bags and coats and jackets to wear, you're going to be really cold tonight, and it's going to start on a downward curve toward being cold on a regular basis starting tomorrow night. That's what they say on the news, that Saturday
is going to start getting cold, and the evenings are going to get cold, the mornings are getting cold, and they're going to go from being 60 degrees to be in the 40s. And then at night, it's going to go from 35 to 15 degrees. It's getting ready to get cold in Las Vegas. So, people, get yourselves together. If you know where you can go and get a warm spot to sleep there, go check it out. Register. Get into that spot as soon as possible because it's getting ready to get cold. And if you need some blankets, you can go down to Marty's Mart. I think they have some blankets down there at the thrift store that I think you can get to cover up in. And if not, you can go to one of the churches between C Street and H Street from the east to the west, and then from the south to the north side. You can go from Washington Avenue up to Harris Avenue and all of the churches within that area. They call it Church Row. All of the President's Streets, like Jefferson, Monroe, Adams, Franklin, all of those streets in that area have churches on them. And on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, from 6 to 8 in the morning, you can not only get food, but you can get clothes to wear at the churches. So go down and check the churches out and see what kind of warm clothing you can get so that you can be warm at night. And be warm during the daytime, too, because it will get kind of cold during the daytime as we get further into the winter months. It will be cold. So we're looking at January right now, but next month will be February, and then the month after that will be March, and it's going to get cold. These next 2 or 3 months, it will get cold and it will be chilly outside. So if you get a chance to get some warm clothes, get them. Because don't wait for the last minute. Get those warm clothes now so that you can have warm clothes to wear when the weather gets cold. And if you can find the inside spot to sleep in, then take advantage of that also. Because it always feels good when you're inside instead of being outside on that cold concrete. I know, because I was there. I know what it's like. So you can take advantage of this opportunity to get some warm clothes and get a warm piece of cardboard and get some warm blankets so that you can have a warm sleeping situation. Okay? Take care of that right now. Make that priority one so that you can have a good winter time. And then, before you know it, it'll be getting to be spring, and the hot weather will show up again, because it gets hot in Vegas. And if you've been here a while, you know that it gets really warm in Las Vegas. So you got to prepare for the cold and prepare for the warm weather. Okay. I think it's time for another commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and then play the commercial break. And we'll be back to talk some more.
Thank you.
I'm Gregory Gerard. Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. This is Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And we're still waiting on callers to call in to the show and tell us what they're going to do about the government shutdown. How are they going to take care of their families? How are they going to buy food for their families? How are they going to pay the bills for their family? We'd like to know, because we have a lot of people that are homeless in Las Vegas and everywhere around the world, and we're trying to give them some ideas on what they can do to survive this situation. Everybody has a plan. I'm hoping that everybody has a good plan on what they're going to do about this government shutdown. We got to come together and pull up an idea, one or two or three ideas, that we can put together to make this government shutdown a success. Because if the government doesn't come back together and the Congress and the House of Representatives can't pull a plan together and they can't make Donald Trump open up the government again, man, we got a president with a problem, and the people that he serves in the United States of America are going to have a problem. So we need to come up with a solution. All right? So call us on my radio show and let me know what you're going to do. So I'm sitting back and I'm waiting for your calls. So I'm putting the word out. I'm challenging everybody, all 800,000 people that were supposed to get paid today, that didn't get paid. Well, I'm calling you and I'm asking you, what is the plan? We got to have a plan. We got to put a situation together so that we can make things happen for us. And
at the same time, we should be able to encourage homeless people to do the same thing, to put a plan together so that they can improve their life. Because not only are they running short on money and running short on food to eat, but they're running short on a place to live and how to stay warm during the wintertime. So we need to give them some suggestions so that they can improve their lives and improve the lives of their friends and their family and their cousins and their uncles and their aunts and their grandmothers and grandfathers, all of that. Everybody needs to have a plan. So we got to start putting a plan together so that everybody can have an interesting life. We want everybody to live better and to improve their life. Okay, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I think it's time for me to shut my show down. Just like the government, I got to go off the air and do something else. I got to make a plan so that I can live a happier life. So, I want to thank DJ Papa D for his help and DJ Big Nasty, thank you for your help. And you guys have a good weekend, and we'll be back on the air on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. So, have a good weekend. Bye. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@uno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.